This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 383. Do you stammer and stop on the speaking test? You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we help a student who is in a tight spot in his speaking practice. Listen and learn three ways you can escape these tricky speaking traps.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing there? You hanging in there today?
Hanging in there. I'm gonna really force myself to take a break and go to the gym. I know that doesn't sound like a break, but for me, it is. Like, I need that gives me energy, and it is a break. So I am going to do it. I'm going to say right now, I'm promising myself I'm going to go to the gym. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, me too. I am also going to go to the gym. I think I'm going to do this total body conditioning class because I need it, and I like to move. I don't like to not move.
Me too. Yeah. And our job involves a lot of not moving.
I know.
That's why have to, like...
That's one thing
make
ourselves do it, right? It's one thing I miss a little bit about classroom teaching is, you know, because when you're a classroom teacher, you are moving, like you're rarely sitting down. And now all of a sudden, you know, we are working online a lot and we're sitting down a lot. But there are a lot of good benefits to working online, too.
Oh, God. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah,
and you know what? I have a dog that makes me get outside all the time. So, like, it's fine.
That's good. Oh, you're lucky. I wish I had a dog. Anyways.
Okay. Our listeners are well-versed in my dog, Ozzy. He does bark sometimes, just so you know. Okay. So as we said yesterday, guys, we are doing a two-parter. Today is the second part of this listener's question. Yesterday, we talked about skimming and why to do that, how to do that on the reading exam. And today, we're going to answer his speaking fears. So again, guys, like there are a few different things in here that are stressing him out. And I know that you guys are experiencing at least one of these things. So,
And just one thing before we jump into it, let's remind our listeners that we are going to be on our regular Facebook live call.
Yes.
Right. Every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. Is that right?
Yep, exactly. Okay. So 12 noon PST, because I live in Portland, Oregon. And it's anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. We're keeping it flexible. We are using this in the spirit it is intended, which is to be interactive, dynamic, and exciting. Like that's what it is, guys. Experience it for yourself. Thursdays, 12 noon PST.
Exactly. And to get in, guys, to see that, you want to go over to facebook.com/groups/allearsenglish, and you want to request to join. And again, it's not our course Facebook group. It's our open Facebook group for anyone who who is interested in learning more from us, guys. Come to the Q&A.
Yeah, totally, guys. This is your best chance to ask us directly your IELTS questions.
Yeah.
Right? So, don't pass it up. If you use your lunch break, stay up late, whatever you have to do. It's 30 minutes, right?
Yes.
Show up and hang out with us. It's really fun.
I know. We're so much fun to hang out with. So
we really are. Okay. So let me read what the student says. Let's see. In the speaking module, I stammer a lot and most often run out of things to say. I cannot speak in the rhythmic way that is required. I am practicing a lot, but haven't been able to reach up to the satisfactory level yet. So again, like if you guys listened yesterday, you know the difficult spot this person is in, right? Feeling that, realizing that they don't have enough of the strategies, that they're unable to get to the point they need to get to. So, let's address some of this in the speaking. First of all, he says, that he stammers a lot.
Yeah.
Stammer. What does that mean, Lizzie, stammer. To stammer?
Well, I think of the word stutter a bit more. That's what I tend to use. But maybe you just, you can't seem to get the words out, right? You kind of stumble on your words. You just can't move forward with what you're trying to say.
Yeah, so this happens. I mean, this can happen to anybody when they're nervous, right? Mm-hmm. But on the speaking exam, for sure, this happens. First of all, because you're nervous, and secondly, probably because you just haven't practiced speaking English enough, right? Yeah. You just haven't practiced getting the words out. So, this does impact your score, guys. It does. This is really important. If you are stuttering or stammering. So what that sounds like is you're just like getting caught up like that. Okay. If you're doing that, it will lower your fluency score. It will. Yeah. It's in there. So, one thing you could do, I may have mentioned this activity before, but, not connected to this. Guys, this activity helps you in so many ways. So 5 or 6 nights a week or in the morning, sit down for 10 minutes. Okay, that's it. 10 minutes and read out loud. It could be a newspaper article. It could be a magazine. It could be a novel. Just read out loud. What this does is it strips away the anxiety because you're not worried about vocabulary. You're not worried about grammar. You're not being hampered by your usual fears. All you're doing is practicing getting the words out. That's it. And that's what you need to practice. So this activity, it may sound simple. I'm not sure how it sounds to you guys, but I promise you it does work. I've done this with students in our course and it has improved their fluency. So that's the first thing. Take out those ums, take out those stutters by improving your fluency. Now, he also says he runs out of things to say. How could we help him there, Lindsay?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing that comes to mind, I think we mentioned this a lot on the podcast, is the culture of thinking. To be exposed to a lot of news, always reading, always having your eyes open, listening to the news on TV, that sort of thing. Just have information coming in.
Hey, lovely IELTS students. If you want to know all the strategies so you can greet any speaking question, any writing question with complete confidence in yourself to get high scores, check out our course, The 3 Keys IELTS Success System, available now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Exactly. Explore, you know, I'm going to give you guys an assignment, okay? Listeners, I want you to explore one new podcast every week.
Nice.
One new podcast every week. Go into Stitcher, go into the iTunes store, type in an IELTS topic, right?
Yeah.
Type in exercise, type in environment, and give it a sample. Maybe you'll discover something you like and listen to every week. At the very least, you're going to practice listening, but you're going to expose yourself to ideas you would never come into contact before. I'm going to recommend one. I just started listening to a podcast called Missing Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
I don't know if our listeners know him, but he is a pop icon in the States. But he has been out of the public eye for 3 years and nobody knows why. So it's like this investigative podcast that is made by a friend of his who's a documentary filmmaker. Anyway, my point is it's fascinating. It's just fascinating. And it has a lot of health vocabulary in there. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of resources that we now have at our fingertips for free is unbelievable. It's more than it's ever been in the history of history.
Because the history
it's so
of
easy
history.
For anyone. I mean, people, so many people are publishing their own podcasts. They're putting information out there, guys. So there's no excuse, you know, there's no excuse to say that you don't have access to information because you do. If you can access this podcast, you can access a lot of other podcasts and news shows and things. Yeah.
And here's the key, guys. You, at this stage in your IELTS preparation, you cannot stick to ESL podcasts. Yeah. Yes, you need this one because you need IELTS skills. But guys, it's not just about IELTS skills. It's about overall English. You have to start listening and reading stuff for native speakers. There's no way around that. You have to start now challenging yourself.
Definitely. Love it.
Okay. So, this last part yet, he says, I cannot speak in the rhythmic way that is required. So you guys know that we put a very high value on pronunciation, because it's the easiest way. It's the easiest category in which to increase your score. And this has to do with that. I was just talking to a student in our course this morning about how mispronouncing individual sounds is less important than using emotion. Okay. So what I mean is you guys could like mess up the TH sound, but if you have some emotion in your voice, then your score will be higher. So guys, the best activity to start improving that, watch YouTube clips, could be mine, could be a sitcom, a soap opera, watch 10 seconds, stop, repeat, try and just lose your inhibitions, guys. You have to be outgoing and unafraid to improve here. Try and sound directly like that native speaker.
Yeah, I love that. And to find the YouTube clips, right, Jessica, we can go to youtube.com and type in IELTS Energy TV. You'll find it right there. So many clips available.
There are tons. Make it more every week. Yeah. And you can also go to our website, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, because I do repost those YouTube videos on our site along with a longer article of explanation. So that is also a resource. You can go to our site and just search video.
Yeah, cool. Love it.
There you go. And of course, if you are ready to get the complete strategies, we do give you some of the steps in this podcast and lots of ideas for improving overall. But if you need to hone in specifically, start improving your skills now, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. You could jump into our course and start making the best use of your preparation time.
I love that. And don't forget to join us, guys, in the next Facebook Live. Wow, there's a lot of places to find us online now, guys.
I was just thinking that.
Me too. We're everywhere. All of a sudden, we're everywhere.
Our online presence has exploded
in recent days. Yeah. It's pretty great. But remember, guys, all of these little pieces of tips are just tips. And you don't want to dig a bunch of shallow holes, right? You want to dig a deep hole into your IELTS preparation. And the place to do that is in our course. But basically get to know us as much as you can and then jump in and pass this IELTS exam. Get past this, right? Get over this kind of block in the road that you have right now.
Exactly. I mean, you guys have heard yesterday and today the tricky spot that the student is in, and there's a bit of despondence in his questions. And guys, we don't want you to feel this way. That's why we made our course. We don't want anybody to be in this situation. Right. So we hear you, we understand, and that is why we made the course. So yeah, go come into our Facebook Live event Thursdays at noon, ask some questions, get to know us, and then you could jump into our course with even more confidence.
Love it. Very cool. Very important topic for today. And we'll be back on the show again next week. Jessica, thanks for hanging out today.
My pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You too. Have fun.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.